You've heard plenty about the fate of the newspaper business in the last decade and a half. As the internet and free news and free Craigslist ads rose, the income and fates of newspapers fell. You don't hear much about staffing up at newspapers these days, but the Daily Tidings of Ashland is adding a key position, its own editor, the first it's had in 8 years. Bert Ettling is moving to Ashland to take the job, replacing the shared editorship with sister paper The Mail Tribune in Medford. Bert Ettling's here in the studio with us. Welcome to The Exchange.
Thank you, Jeff.
And welcome to Ashland, for that matter, too.
Just moved in.
You've got a long West Coast history, I gather, but this is the first time you've actually lived in Ashland, and you have some connections to Ashland as well, I hear.
Been visiting here almost every vacation for about 3 years now. Spending a total of maybe 3 or 4 weeks a year, scattered throughout the year.
And what about your other West Coast history? Where have you spent most of your time up until now?
Well, our family moved here in 1966, or moved to the West Coast in 1966. My father was transferred to Vandenberg Air Force Base, where he was with the contractor Western Electric that worked on
things you can't talk about.
Things we can't talk about, as he often reminded us. And then I grew up in Solvang, basically, just north of Santa Barbara on the central coast there. Graduated, went to school in the Bay Area, and actually went back to San Ynez, which was kind of a key point because I wanted to go back to a rural area like that I grew up in, and ended up working for the school, for the local weekly paper there.
In Santa Ynez?
In San Ynez.
And so it was you worked at another place after that, too, didn't you?
I've worked I lived in the San Ynez Valley for almost another 30 years until year 2000 when after becoming editor of the San Ynez Valley News, I was looking for another job. The paper had undergone an ownership change, and I wanted to take another position. So I was lucky enough to find this position in Cambria, which is near Hearst Castle, San Luis Obispo, right between San Francisco and Los Angeles, and edited the weekly paper there for 14 years.
And you've won some awards, I understand, for your papers.
We were fortunate enough to win a number of awards. I've won some individually for editorial writing, page layout, and the paper as a whole. Was runner-up for general excellence 3 years in a row, which was got left at the altar many times. But finally, just this spring, we won the general excellence for the state of California for the small weekly category. And it's a great honor because it means that you're the best paper that was entered that year.
All right, thank you. This is high praise then. So you come with some credentials behind you coming to Ashland to edit the Tidings. But the bigger question, I guess, I'm sure on a lot of minds, is why is the Tidings even getting an editor again? It's been 8 years since it had its own, right?
I think it's been about six. But when the last editor left, it was at a time of dwindling revenues, frankly, between competition from the internet and the economic turmoil of 2008-2009, and newspapers in general, and the media in general for that matter, were shedding jobs, not adding jobs. And it just seemed more efficient at the time to have one editor oversee both the Mail Tribune and the Tidings. Now things have settled down a little bit, and with the change in ownership at the Southern Oregon Media Group, which owns both the Mail Tribune and the Tidings and the Nickel and other publications, the publisher up there, Grady Singletary, and editor Bob Hunter saw an opportunity to kind of rethink the business model for the Tidings and reinvest in that. And it's kind of a win-win, if I might, for both the community. And it's a good business model because you put out a product that people like and it's more successful.
So what is the business model? I mean, does this mean you're actually talking about expanding circulation and making a real push then, it sounds like, to make the Tidings a bigger, singular entity again?
Well, we're adding staff, basically adding me. There are two dedicated staff members, Ian Hand, who will be doing our city reporting for the city of Ashland. He's just started. He had been working with the Mail Tribune. And reporter Joe Zavala, who has been covering sports for some years for Ashland, and he'll be adding some education reporting. We've had a number of freelancers on the Tidings, writing for the Tidings for years, and we'll continue that, maybe expand a little bit. But I really want to do something we did at the Cambrian, which is have a whole roster of community columnists representing a variety of both points of view and information points throughout the community and really get the community dialogue going.
Well, that is why you're here as well. We're talking to Bert Ettling, the new editor for the Daily Tidings in Ashland, not quite settled into the job yet, and it's the first editor for the Tidings in several years, so the Tidings will no longer share Bob Hunter as editor with the Mail Tribune in Medford, its sister paper. Join us on the exchange. You might have questions or comments for Bert. Let him know the kinds of things you think he should know as he settles into the job in the community. 800-838-3760 is the number to call anywhere in our listening area. In the Medford-Ashland area, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. And I see you carry that trusty reporter's notebook with you.
Yes, sir.
All right. In case somebody calls to let you know what they think you need to be doing here. The have you had a chance then to watch Bob Hunter function as the editor of the two papers?
A little bit. As I mentioned, we're undergoing this transition in it's a computer program change that's radically different than the one that had been used to produce the Mail Tribune and the Tidings. So he's been having to cope with that, which is not business as usual. So, but he's engaged with staff, and it's a really collaborative workplace. I'm enjoying it very much.
Does the software enable greater multimedia interoperability? I noticed that both the Mail Tribune and Tidings websites changed pretty drastically just yesterday.
You put your finger on it. It's kind of a Swiss knife that one system handles digital first. I mean, we want people to find the news right after it happens, right after we've collected the information, and try and post it right away on www.dailytidings.com. And the same software system is also used then to send it to print, and it manages and, you know, integrates the photos and video and all that all in one device, so it's pretty complicated.
So it sounds like you're essentially printing your website daily then, taking a snapshot of your website at a point in time and saying, here's the paper.
In a fashion, sure, yeah. It's kind of accumulating an encyclopedic version of one day.
The line under the banner of the Daily Tidings says, an edition of the Mail Tribune. I mean, there's certainly a lot of the same stuff that appears in both papers.
Mm-hmm.
If you read both, and I get a chance to most days. Will that identifier as an edition of the Mail Tribune come off?
It's an interesting question. That's sort of a technical issue. We had that at the Cambrian as well. It was an edition of the San Luis Obispo Tribune. It's a circulation thing that you need to do that to include the circulation of the Daily Tidings with the overall circulation figure for the Mail Tribune. That's my understanding of it.
All right, so the Mail Tribune can say, you know, we have this many readers based on both editions.
Yeah, I did talk to Bob about that, actually, and we're going to try and de-emphasize that, but it is something that the circulation audit people want you to have on there.
How different do you think you can make the Tidings? I mean, it's a pretty standard looking paper now. It's not an unattractive paper or anything like that for folks who like newspapers. I do.
Well, we want to ramp up the local content. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. We want to get more local stories in there and between our staff and the freelancers and columnists. And we hope that there are people listening out there who will contact me. You can go to that Daily Tidings website or call or email me and we'll see what we can get going.
You mentioned that there is some additional staffing up, not just you, but the addition of some other people as well.
There's been some reconfiguration. I think basically we're adding one full-time staff member because there have been reporters assigned from the Mail Tribune basically to do double duty. But the real difference is that the focus, the first priority for this staff, for the Daily Tidings staff, will be providing Daily Tidings content. And so it's not a back burner or secondhand issue. That's what we do.
The buildings, the Tidings mm-hmm. once occupied is now vacant and up for sale. Will there be any physical presence established in Ashland? I know you're not going to go back to that building, but I mean, is there any?
Right.
You're going to have an office in Ashland or anything like that?
I think I've read that actually changed hands a few months ago, and it had been retained, I think, by the Dow Jones Group when they sold the papers.
So they sold the paper chain, but they kept that building.
Right. They're financial people. anyway, so that building is gone in history. But at this time, I'm going to be working out of my home office. We're not going to be renting an office space. But I would hope to have that in the long-term plan.
Bert Ettling, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the new editor just getting started at the Daily Tidings of Ashland. This is the first time in several years the Daily Tidings has had its own editor. And so a chance for a daily paper to change its outlook just a bit with somebody else at the helm. Join us on The Exchange with questions and comments for Bert Ettling. The phone number is in the Medford-Ashland area, 541-552-6782. Elsewhere in the region, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. You have an opportunity, in a sense, to get to know the community better, to get to know Ashland pretty well before it gets to know you, because it's not like you're a household name or a well-known face around the region. So are you taking advantage of the situation, doing a little, not quite undercover, but just sort of, you know, anonymous guy in the crowd, walk-arounds?
Yeah, we went to the Green Show the other night and with the impromptu Shakespeare show, and that was wonderful. And we haven't actually been to any Oregon Shakespeare Festival production, so I'm also looking forward to that. And I've had coffee with a few community members and look forward to having a meeting and having hot coffee or cold beer with others as we go along. At the moment, I'm spending most of my office time up in Medford learning the new computer systems. And in about 3 weeks, I should be spending my time in Ashland more so.
So is that considered a 40, 80, 120-hour training process?
Cumulatively, it'll be 120 or more, but yeah, not all in one day or week, fortunately.
So, Bert, do you have a sense already of the connection between the city and the paper? I mean, I know that there's a family I know in Ashland where the husband continued to cancel the tidings and the wife kept reinstituting the...
I think I talked to them.
You probably did. But, yeah, so the husband would cancel and the wife would say, no, I want the tidings still and bring it back. So, I mean it's a... It's something that some people really revere and cherish, and other people are like, it's a daily newspaper in this day and age.
It really brings you a connection to the community. It's a connection with opportunities. You know, it could be things to do, and it keeps you informed with, ideally, with the city news, the public safety news from police and fire. And it also, and we want to do more of this, with the interesting people and talented and dedicated and idealistic people in the community that it would be good and interesting to know about.
Some people do seem really dedicated to having a daily paper in their town. They really want that to happen.
A town of this size, it's not uncommon to have a daily paper. And I come from more of a weekly background, and I get the sense here that people like this micro-local flavor that you see more often in a weekly, where you have the smaller news, the more granular news, if you people enjoy that. It really gives you a good texture of the community you live in.
Well, let's take a phone call. We have Ryan and Eugene on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about newspapers and specifically the Daily Tidings with its new editor Bert Ettling of Ashland.
Well, welcome. I'm really intrigued by the synergy between media and community. Typically, I think journalism has focused on being kind of, you know, the reporter of news and events, and I think that there's an opportunity to be a lot more proactive, and it really sounds to me like that's something that you bring to the table in terms of, you know, not just reporting on the community, but helping to create a sense or highlight, support, honor a sense of community, both structurally but also aspirationally. So welcome. I think your small town experience is awesome.
All right. Thanks for the call, Ryan. Appreciate that.
All right.
Yeah, what Ryan is saying is a good point. And at the Cambrian, my previous paper, we had on the editorial page, there was a type underneath the top of the page, the folio, we call it, that said a good newspaper is a community talking to itself. And that's what we'd like want to do with the tidings. We want to facilitate a dialogue in the community, and aspirational is a great word, too. Thank you for that, Ryan.
You mentioned that you can get into some fairly granular coverage here. I mean, does Ashland by itself make enough news to fill a daily? Does this get to the level of having to cover the meetings of every board and commission?
Well, we hope it goes beyond that to cover people that have done... I don't know if it's beautifying a block or picking up trash or any other kind of project. Yeah, we don't want to be agenda driven. I mean, so many of those things are a turn of the screw. You know, we'll cover the issues as they evolve, but not just because that somebody's talking about it at a meeting. That's it should be based on the impact on the public, not on because it's on an agenda somewhere.
People do feel passionately about issues in Ashland. I mean, it's a town where people really want to live, which is one of the reasons that the real estate prices are so high. This is unlike a lot of other places anywhere in the region. And they care intensely about things like the maple tree that is dying on the plaza.
Sure.
Because the roots were damaged when the plaza was revamped not terribly long ago. You've probably gotten a face full of a lot of that already.
Well, there's been some letters to the editor, which is a good thing. And I saw the articles about the color of the paving stones before I was hired. But, you know, I followed that, too, when I was visiting town and read about it.
So there are some things that really are unique to Ashland, things you probably wouldn't see in papers in other places.
Well, every town has its own issues and the things that they care about. And, of course, the theater is huge here and a huge part of the cultural and economic landscape, for that matter. So there are differences that way, and people. Ashland has a pretty special demographic. I mean, it's such a wonderful setting that it attracts people that a lot of them are very talented and have had significant successes in their careers, and a lot of them retire here. A lot of them move here before they retire, and I think it's great for the community.
Have you had a chance to look at circulation figures just for the Tidings itself, not the Tidings as an edition of the Mail Tribune?
Yeah, I understand that it's about 1,500, mm-hmm. which is in a town of 20,000, it allows a lot of room for growth. The Cambrian, by comparison, of course, it was a weekly, but Cambrian's a town of 6,200, and our circulation was 3,600.
Wow.
A lot of that was due to people owning second homes there, and they would subscribe at their home address, and a lot of people want to move there, and so they were subscribing for the real estate advertising, frankly.
Oh, there's an opportunity. You could get people who have homes in Ashland, they visit not all through the year, and get them onto your subscriber list.
we'll talk to marketing about
that. Do the same thing you did with the Cambrian. So I have to wonder, Bert Ettling, if this is a last attempt to give the Tidings a sense of its own identity rather than just make it part of the Mail Tribune and just fold up the name and everything.
Not at all. That's not going to happen. A town, people need information. You know, it's common to say information is the oxygen of democracy. It's the oxygen of economic and social and cultural life, too. And that information, whether it's presented in print, online, it really makes the energy exchange possible in a community. And there's a need for that, and we're going to be around to provide it.
How were the weeklies you worked for in Santa Ynez and Cambria, were they both fairly comprehensive web presences as well?
It evolved through the years. Of course, that's covering a pretty good time span.
That's true.
But they had, they both had a web presence, and the Cambrian especially. It was part of the McClatchy Group, so it benefited from their system-wide prowess.
I should point out there's no shortage of gray hair among the two people who occupy this room right now. So we both got into the journalism business long before there was an internet. So
well, Jeff, you'd appreciate it. I'd like to give you a little bit of a scoop. We've talked about changes in the Cambrian. That's not just in content. It's also going to be in form. On August 12th, we plan to roll out a change in format from the present papers in what they call a broadsheet format. We're going to be going to a tabloid format. Now, a lot of people think of tabloids and think of News of the World, that sort of thing.
Right.
But tabloid just refers, the paper's going to be the size of Revels, which is half the current size, but we're going to double in pages, so there'll be the same space available. But there'll be changes also in the type fonts that we use and all kinds of things. So,
Daily Tidings going tabloid on the 12th of August.
You got it. That's
all
right.
Well, thanks for sharing the information with us here first. Appreciate that. Will it be stapled like the Oregonian?
No.
Okay, so you'll save a few bucks there.
Yeah, better for the recycling.
So does this mean all new printing presses and all sorts of different gadgets to make this this process work?
Well, they have to turn the press sideways.
No. Well done.
No, it's the same press.
You mentioned trying to get community columnists. Have you had? Are you getting close to locking some people up? I mean, who are you looking for? Can you share some of that with us?
Well, I'm not going to put any names out there at the moment, but we've had conversations with a few people, and hope to be, as you say, locking them up and bringing them online in coming weeks and months.
Will there be editorials in the Tidings?
There will be. For the moment, out of the box, Gary at the Mail Tribune will be overseeing the letters and the editorial page. I'm going to be writing some editorials and columns as we go along. So it's a team effort.
Okay, so something along columnists, yeah, and editorials, all kinds of fun stuff coming to the Tidings, and of course the Tidings going to tabloid format on August 12th. So, well, congratulations on landing the job, and welcome to Ashland, and best of luck. We'll probably talk to you down the road.
Appreciate it, Jeff. It's been a pleasure.
Bert Ettling is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the brand new editor of the Daily Tidings of Ashland. The newspaper gets its own editor for the first time in several years after sharing an editor with its sister paper, the Mail Tribune, in Medford for much of the last decade.